Encounters with Grace, looking for love in all the right places. Encounters with Grace is a compilation of essays, prose, and images based on the musings of the urban herbalist Charlene Marie Muhammad. In 2019, Encounters with Grace is dedicated to 365 days of Finding Nemo, never-ending moments of openness to the universal principles of peace. Encounter 25, Seeing is Believing. I've been a four eyes for most of my life. As a youngin', I thought wearing glasses was kinda cool. My dad tried to hit me that this wasn't such a good thing, but I wanted to have them, so I kept on squinting. Many moons and decades later, hindsight is 20/20. I hate wearing the things. As a youngin, I also thought my blurred vision was my special power to see into other dimensions. It was the glasses that kept me focused in this reality. Must be some kind of truth to this, as everywhere I look, folks are swagging spectacles. According to the Vision Council of America, that's the Chamber of Commerce for everything I wear, 75% of adults use some sort of vision correction. 50% of all women wear glasses, and 42% of all men. With 327.2 million folks in the U.S., 75% of the population is 245.5 million folks wearing some corrective eye gear. And glasses ain't cheap. The average cost for a pair is $196, not including progressives, bifocals, and a host of specialty lenses. So at a minimum, this is a $48 billion industry. Now, 75% of the folks in the population can't see straight. Current reality of things is beginning to make more sense to me. My muse of this week is, why do we believe what we are seeing? Our ability to see is one of the six great wonders of human life. Our six senses, taste, touch, smell, hear, see, and perceive, all contribute to the quality of the lived experience. Absent one of these marvelous abilities, one of the other great wonders usually gets stronger. I often muse, I can't see so well, but my sense of hearing is intense. Twice now, I've heard an earthquake's approach before the earth even started shaking. And yet, our physical senses are designed to deepen our keen sense of perception. All things practical, absent the sixth sense of perception, we humankind are no better than many other creatures on the planet. Consider the sense of sight without perception. I liken this to the so-called fashion industry. Fashionistas designating what looks good and who looks good. And then many of us be like sheep and dress ourselves accordingly, gaping into our mirrors and selfies because we think we look good. 75% of us wearing rose-colored glasses. When we allow others to shape our perception in something as basic as how we think we should look, we cannot ascertain what is best for self. We become blinded by our own unreality. The great Zen master asked us to ponder the question, ears hear and eyes see, what then does mind do? The real ideal of sight is three-dimensional. Sight shapes our perception. To perceive is to become aware directly through the senses. Perception guides our ability to achieve understanding and discernment. The three dimensions of seeing are insight, foresight, and hindsight. Each dimension represents an aspect of our mind's eye, that inner guidance that connects each of us to the universal creator of life. Insight is our present state of mind. Foresight is our future state of mind. And hindsight is our past state of mind. The blessing of hindsight is in the lessons learned from our past experiences that shapes our discernment in the present. Present-day insight affords us the ability to believe, imagine, and visualize ideals to bring forth into perspective as foresight into our future. Seeing is believing. believing in our innate ability to perceive or comprehend our place in this world. If you go as far as you can see, you will see enough to go even further.